Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling something that's on every marketing manager's mind right now: organic traffic in 2026. And honestly, it's not what it used to be. I've got a fantastic guest here who's been deep in the trenches of content distribution. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is organic traffic today, and where is it even coming from?
Great question. So, organic traffic is essentially the visitors who land on your site without you paying for ads. They find you through search engines, social platforms, video channels, even podcasts. In 2026, Google search is still the heavyweight. It brings the most volume and buyer intent. But here's the catch. A significant portion of Google searches now end without a click because AI overviews answer informational queries right on the results page.
Wow, that's a big shift. So people are getting answers without ever visiting a website.
Exactly. Informational queries are increasingly being answered by these AI summaries. But the good news? Organic search remains one of the most valuable channels. As much as 53.3% of all web traffic comes from organic search. And it converts better than paid social traffic, signaling trust. So the value is definitely still there. You just have to optimize differently now.
Right, so authority and credibility matter more than publishing volume. Now, let's talk about the three agencies we're comparing today. We've got three big players in content distribution: Amplifier, focused on multi-channel scale; Contentsify, focused on full funnel strategy; and Column 5, focused on visual storytelling. Let's break them down on equal footing. What sets each one apart?
Sure. Amplifier is built for multi-channel distribution at scale. It takes one topic and converts it into multiple different content formats. Things like news articles, blog posts, infographics, slideshows, podcasts, long-form videos, short-form videos, and social posts. Then, it pushes all of that to hundreds of platforms simultaneously, including Google News, YouTube, Spotify, Pinterest, MSN, and news affiliate sites. The idea is sheer reach. You create once, and your content travels everywhere your buyers spend time.
That's a different order of magnitude. So instead of managing each platform separately, you're hitting them all at once. And how quickly do results show up?
Content starts appearing within days of launching a campaign. Meaningful search and social traffic growth typically builds over 2 to 3 months of consistent effort. I actually worked with a specialized healthcare clinic using this model, and they saw consistent traffic growth throughout the year. It was pretty remarkable watching their visibility compound month after month.
Fascinating. Now, what about the second agency? I know they focus on full funnel strategy.
Right. Contentsify centers on connecting content to the buyer's path. They map every piece to audience intent and funnel stage, so you're creating with purpose, strategically guiding prospects from awareness to decision. They handle strategy, creation, distribution, and performance tracking. One of their B2B SaaS clients reported organic traffic growing at a rate of 47% monthly. They're especially useful for growth stage companies that have content but struggle to turn it into leads or traffic.
So it's more structured, more data-driven. You're building a system rather than throwing content out there.
Exactly. And Column 5 is the visual storytelling specialist. They're design-led, and they've been incredibly influential in the infographics space. They create data visualizations, motion graphics, and branded visual content designed to spread on social and earned media. They increased Dropbox's brand perception by 19% through a broad creative strategy campaign. Their strength is on platforms like LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest, where visuals drive engagement and sharing.
Interesting. So if your audience responds to visuals and you need high shareability, that's your pick. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room: content repurposing. How does that fit into all of this?
Content repurposing is huge. It can significantly reduce content creation time while substantially increasing reach. Companies that actively distribute content across multiple channels see considerably more engagement than single-channel publishers. The problem is, a lot of B2B marketers use content marketing, but many say it's less effective than they'd hoped, often because distribution is disconnected. Or you could say, the distribution piece gets treated as an afterthought instead of part of the plan.
Right, so the goal is making what you create work harder. Have you ever wondered how much time your team is wasting recreating content for each platform?
Absolutely. And that's where the multi-format approach really shines. You're not starting from scratch every time. One topic becomes multiple formats, each adapted for different platforms. Maximum reach with minimum redundant effort. Kind of like meal prepping for marketers, if you will.
I like that analogy. That point about multi-format reach sets up our next piece on distribution mechanics. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to scale your organic traffic without managing every platform separately? Ampifier turns one topic into 8 content formats and distributes them across over 300 platforms, including Google News, YouTube, Spotify, and major news networks. Content starts appearing within days, with meaningful traffic growth building over 2 to 3 months. Whether you prefer do-it-yourself with AI, done-for-you content, or fully managed growth, Ampifier offers flexible options. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on multi-format reach, how does each agency actually handle the mechanics of getting content out there?
Good question. Ampifier uses AI-powered tools to automate the process. Content is created, repurposed, and published across numerous authoritative channels within a unified workflow. Contentsify focuses on owned channels, like websites and blogs, earned placements through media mentions, and targeted outreach. They track performance to continuously optimize. Column 5 relies on social platforms and earned visibility, where high-quality visuals get picked up by publishers and shared organically.
So we're looking at 3 different distribution philosophies. One is automation and scale, one is structured strategy, and one is creative impact. How do you even choose between them?
It depends on your priority. If you need consistent traffic from multiple channels without staffing a team for each, the multi-channel model is your best bet. If you're a B2B SaaS company struggling to connect content to revenue, the full funnel approach makes sense. And if your brand relies heavily on visual communication and shareability, the visual storytelling specialist is the way to go.
I see. Go on. Now, what about the shift in SEO itself? You mentioned earlier that AI overviews are changing the game. What does that mean for organic traffic strategy in 2026?
Yeah, search engines are increasingly rewarding utility, trust, and unique value over publishing volume. Some SaaS companies are experiencing organic traffic declines, even with improved rankings, because AI summaries are affecting click-through rates. But certain content types still protect traffic. Comparison pages, pricing content, integration guides, use case landing pages. Buyers have to visit your site to evaluate these things, so the focus is on optimizing for authority and inclusion in AI-generated answers.
Right, so you're optimizing to be the source that AI cites, rather than only for search engines. That's a big mindset shift. To everyone listening, are you creating content that demands a site visit, or are you just feeding AI summaries? Think about that for a second.
Exactly. And distribution plays a huge role here. Content syndication helps with brand exposure, lead generation, and building website authority. The more your content appears across trusted platforms, the more authoritative you become in your niche. In other words, widespread visibility translates directly into perceived credibility. It's a long game, but it compounds.
Definitely. So, wrapping this up, the 3 agencies we talked about, Ampifier, Contentsify, and Column 5, They each solve a different version of the same problem. The one you pick depends on whether you need reach, structure, or visual impact. And in 2026, organic traffic is still alive and well, but you've got to adapt to AI overviews and focus on authority.
That's it. Distribution decides whether your content travels or sits unread. Pick the model that matches how your buyers actually find you, and then commit to it consistently.
Perfect. Thanks so much for breaking this down. And to everyone listening, go out there and make your content work harder for you. We'll catch you next time.